You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. And by Dr. Michael Sulo Art, regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States. Visit his gallery at the Velvet Mills Complex in historic Stonington, Connecticut. Call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. It is indeed a pleasure to welcome two first-time guests into our beautiful studios here in downtown Exeter. We have graduates from the University of Rhode Island right down the street, just around the corner from us, not far away. They are representing the Rhode Island Performance Party, which is, well, it takes a little explanation, but we'll tell you about that in a few minutes. We have Jared Maynard. Welcome, Jared.
Thank you.
Jared is a teacher at the Wheeler School in Providence, correct?
That is correct.
All right. We'll find out a little bit more about that. And also, Rafi Denoyan, and you are one of the founders of this event, Rhode Island Performance Party, correct?
Yes, Jared and I together.
And about how long ago did all this start?
It's about a year ago. We were trying to think of ways to promote ourselves and the classical guitar. And so we decided to come up with this. We have a few ideas. The performance party being one aspect of a larger group of things for guitar.
Okay, so you're both guitar players.
We are in
the classical sense, or do you play with Led Zeppelin, or would tell us a little bit, what kind of guitar? Jared, I'll throw that one over to you. Because Rafi looks like he's stuck on
that.
I
only
play
classical guitar. Okay. I'm sure Rafi can say the same. I mean, I first dabbled as many young guitarists, in rock music and popular music, and then kind of got interested in
What do you teach at Wheeler School? Is it music or?
At the Wheeler School, I teach two classes, and they're both guitar classes.
Okay, that's all right. So there we go. We get that part down. So we're talking about classical guitar. The reason for this show today is to announce that you have a couple of pretty good events coming up. That's going to be on February 3rd and February 4th. Tell us a little bit about what's happening on February 3rd.
Well, on February 3rd, every year there's a concert called Night of Living Guitars. And at this concert, we have area guitar ensembles from local schools come and perform
at the Wheeler School.
At the Wheeler School.
Okay.
And every couple of years or so, we try to get a big artist or a rising star in the guitar world.
A well-known name, yes.
Yeah. So this year, we have a great program from schools from the elementary level to the high school level, including some colleges. And this year we are featuring Mr. Scott Borg.
Scott Borg will be coming to the Wheeler School, and then the following night in East Greenwich, going to be a performance you're going to have there. We'll get details on that because we've been talking for a few minutes, and I think it's time we hear some music. So let's go to a piece of music from a CD you brought with us. Tell us, first of all, what CD is it, and what piece are we going to listen to?
We are going to listen to a Caprice by Paganini. It's Caprice number 11 in C major, and it's performed by Elliot Fisk.
All right, we'll give that a listen and then be back with more of the Rhode Island Performance Party people.
Thank you.
great guitar music that we've been listening to. And let me just ask a question. You prefer classical guitar music or classical guitar? Is there a difference?
Well, in terms of, it's hard to say the instrument that we play. I mean, it's a nylon stringed acoustic guitar.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been thinking about in terms of calling it classical or not. I think that is more referring to the repertoire that's played, because a very similar instrument could be considered a flamenco guitar, and you could play any style of guitar really
on the same
type of guitar. Yeah, exactly.
So in other words, you can be playing with Peter, Paul, and Mary, or you could be playing, you know, it wouldn't be called classical at that point. It would just but the same instrument.
Exactly. Okay. So, but Jared and I, we both consider ourselves classical guitarists in terms of we focus mainly on the repertoire, pretty much Western classical music.
Right.
And
does that hold enough interest for you to play things that are considered Western classical versus maybe you writing something and coming up with your own creation? Or
I've thought about that too, and I think both of us have experimented a little bit with writing
mm-hmm.
some of our own things. Not too seriously now, because I know we've both tried to really just get the technique down
mm-hmm.
first, because mm-hmm. we're relatively new to it, and also get some of the repertoire down before we start trying to write some of our own things.
Okay, great. Now, this performance on February 3rd at Wheeler School, what time of day or evening is that?
It's going to be on Friday, February 3rd at 7 p.m. The concert will be in Wheeler Hall.
At Wheeler Hall in beautiful downtown Providence on the east side. The admission cost?
It's free.
It's free. Wow. Wow. And are you guys going to give out refreshments and sandwiches and stuff too? I mean, can we get a free meal too?
I'm not sure about free, but...
All right, so you stop down at Thayer Street first, fill up some food, and then go over to Wheeler School and catch this free concert. That'll be great. All right, let's get to another piece of music. The next piece we have is going to be track 24 off of the same CD. Tell us about that one.
It's another track of Paganini's 24 Caprices. It's actually number 24. A little more fiery than the first one you heard, and it's still played by Elliot Fisk. Thank you.
Okay, you were right. A little peppier piece of music there. We got all these peas coming in around, performance party people, peppier piece of music. This is all great radio. Now, February 4th, you're going to be in East Greenwich. Tell us about that performance.
This is the actual performance party, and it's going to be in a residential neighborhood in East Greenwich on February the 4th at 3 p.m. That's a Saturday. And this concert will be featuring just Scott Borg with a program that will be a little longer than the one he'll be playing the night before at Wheeler. In terms of, it's a very casual setting, which is one of the things, one of our main things that we like about it, trying to bring more casual environment to classical performances. It's very casual. There will be some food and drinks provided, parking along the street. And in terms of tickets, you can actually reserve the tickets ahead of time for a reduced fee of $7 through our website, riperformanceparty.weebly.com. Weebly is spelled W-E-E-B-L-Y.
So at the door, if they show up at the door, it's going to cost them a couple bucks more, right?
Yes, it will be $10. And we really advise that if you're planning to come, to reserve tickets online, because there is limited seating.
Okay, great. So save money and make sure you have a seat by going to the website.
Exactly.
All right, let's get one more piece of music in before this next break. Tell us about this piece, Jared.
And this is going to be one more piece from Paganini's 24 Caprices. It's Caprice number 1 in E major.
Back on Conducting Conversations, and we are sitting with Rafi and Jared of the Rhode Island Performance Party, or as I've now called them, the Rhode Island Performance Party people.
I like that.
You like that. There we go. That's your new titles. And events on February 3rd at the Wheeler School in Providence, and then on February 4th in East Greenwich. And we'll give you all the details about that at the end of the program. But right now, let's talk a little bit more about your feature performer. Tell us a little bit about Scott.
Well, Ralphie and I first met Scott several years ago at a guitar festival in Boston, at the Boston Guitar Festival. Very friendly guy, and we actually, you know, wanted to see him play. And we were blown away when he came to Rhode Island, one of his first performance here in Newport. And we wanted to see him again. So he has an opportunity to play, so we brought him in. Scott is a fantastic guitarist. He has study with some of the greatest teachers and performers of today, including first CD you listened to today by Elliot Fisk.
Okay.
And with Sharon Isbin from Juilliard. Mr. Borg has also performed throughout the world, and including Carnegie Hall in New York.
Mm-hmm.
So we are very lucky to have such a important guitarist in such a younger generation.
Yeah, and he's a very exciting guitarist. He's very active, and even just in his, and it's like his personality too. Mm-hmm. Really, his playing, it's both just, it's energetic, fun. He's a funny guy, and really awesome to see play. I mean, he really rips on the guitar.
Sounds like a great Saturday afternoon, February 4th, 3 o'clock. We'll give you those details later. But let's get to some music, because we've put together, you brought a CD in, and I saw John Williams' name on it, so I just presumed, yes, of course, that we're talking about the former Boston Pops director, John Williams. But no, this is a guitarist, right? Tell us about John Williams.
Yes, he's one of the most famous classical guitarists. He's actually from Australia, then moved to England when he was young. But he's excellent. He's actually the first person, I believe, that transcribed that 24th Caprice from Paganini and ended up performing it, which then inspired others to continue along and for Elliot to record all 24 of them. But yeah, his technique is amazing. He's an awesome performer. We saw him, actually, the two of us, at Carnegie Hall. Yep. Mm-hmm. As well. And it was an excellent performance. But I'm sure you'll hear that in the CD.
All right, so we're going to listen to quite a few pieces, one right after the other, which will take us to another break. We'll listen to that now and then be back with more of the Rhode Island Performance Party People. Thank you. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. We are having a very pleasant evening listening to guitar music provided to us by the Rhode Island Performance Party people. And Jared is here, and Rafi is here, and they are the founders of this particular event, which is going to happen on February 3rd at the Wheeler School in Providence, and February 4th in East Greenwich, and we'll talk a little bit more about that in the next segment. But right now, the organization itself, which is pretty new, tell us about your concept of what this should what should be happening with this.
Well, as Rafi said first, there's many different ideas that we have, but at least for this performance party, we are trying to bring classical music to a wider audience. And we are also trying to allow performance opportunities for students of classical music. We have in the past had pianists, violinists, guitarists, even guitarists from out of state. We've had several guitarists perform that are from Connecticut. So this is a more, not necessarily Rhode Island thing, but also a Northeastern.
Great.
As well.
So it's kind of a mission for you, mission statement of what the purpose of all this is about. And just to reach a broader audience and get the word about classical music, right?
Exactly.
Excellent. All right. We will recap the events and where they're coming from, where they're going to be, rather, in the next segment. But right now we have another piece of music to listen to. This one is going to be from another CD that they brought along with them. And we're going to listen to track 5 off of this. And tell us about that, Jared.
The next piece that is going to be played is a little bit more contemporary piece by Joaquin Rodrigo. It's Sonata Giacosco, and the piece track number 5 is Allegro Moderato.
Thank you. Well, here we are at the end of the hour, and it's been great listening to classical guitar music. It's been a little bit educational for me. I don't get to spend a lot of time with guys that play classical guitar or find out about that music, so it's been very interesting, and I look forward to the opportunity to go on February 3rd to the Wheeler School. Tell us one more time where that's going to be, time, place, so forth.
On February 3rd, the concert will be at the Wheeler School, which is 216 Hope Street in Providence, Rhode Island. It will be held in Wheeler Hall, and the concert starts at 7 p.m.
Excellent. And then the following day, 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoon, will be in East Greenwich.
Yes, that will be our performance party featuring solely Scott Borg with a little more extensive repertoire. That's going to be on the 4th, a Saturday at 3 p.m. And you can get more information for that concert at our website, which is riperformanceparty.weebly.com. Weebly is spelled W-E-E-B-L-Y. And you can reserve tickets online at that website. They're $7 if you get them ahead of time. And if at the door, it will be $10. But we suggest reserving them online because there is limited seating. So if you would like to be guaranteed a seat, you can get them online.
All right. A concert by Scott Borg on that date. Excellent. We've got a couple more pieces of music to listen to. Before we do that, I just want to thank you both for coming in. Thanks for being on Conducting Conversations. Jared, nice to have you.
Thank you.
It's great to have you with us. And maybe we can do another one soon when we get your next concert lined up.
Definitely.
All right. Tell us about this last piece of music we're going to hear.
Okay, so the last piece is one or two movements from the same piece that we had heard, the Sonata Giocosa by Joaquin Rodrigo. The two movements are Andante Moderato and Allegro.
All right, we'll try to squeeze as much as possible. We're a little bit short of time, but hopefully we'll get in a lot. Thanks again, everyone. See you next week on Conducting Conversations. Thank you. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. And by Dr. Michael Zullo Art, regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States. Visit his gallery at the historic Velvet Mills Complex in Stonington, Connecticut. Call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264.